Thank you for calling A Bridge to Independence. Please listen carefully as the menu options have recently changed. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. To reach your party by name, please press the pound key. For all other matters, please dial.
Using your touchtone keypad, enter the first three characters of the person's first or last.
K A Y L A space A N D E R S O N extension 203.
Press 1 to dial this party. Press star. One moment, please. Yeah.
Hi, this is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. This is Dina from Family First Again. We spoke earlier this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, so I have Leslie on the phone now. We have a question regarding the Oprah waiver. Leslie, go ahead.
Well, basically, this is a situation. AmeriHealth is going to take a little while to kick in. In the interim, is Solomon allowed to get the caregiving services without an insurance? And he's 18, so we know he qualifies for Oprah anyway. Or he wouldn't get it. You know, and he's 20. Yeah. He's on the Oprah waiver.
He is, but unfortunately, they won't approve services under the waiver until he's 21. So he will need insurance to get any type of service, especially a home health aide.
Okay, but he's not under the Oprah. He's on the Oprah, rather. You have to be 18 or
older. Oprah is one of those waivers that you just have to be 18, not 21.
So unfortunately, enrollment broker, whoever does the paperwork and the process before us, they do not tell families that it's actually 21. So he will not get any services from Oprah until 21.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how it goes. That's not true. I don't know where you heard that. The Oprah waiver is for people that are 18 or above. And that's what makes it different than what my son has, that you have to be over 21. So he will be getting services like caregiving. They qualify for it as long as you're 18 and he has the Oprah. So
let me say something. If you want to have a conversation with the Office of Long-Term Living, we can do that. Respectfully, I have been doing this for 2 years with individuals under 21 and has followed the same process of going through insurance for services. So that's what I am telling you. If you think that information is wrong or false, then we can call the Office of Long-Term Living and have that conversation.
Okay, so basically, what are you saying? Solomon doesn't get caregiving services until he's 21?
Under the Oprah waiver, correct.
That's why we're getting Keystone.
That's why you have to go through insurance, because the waiver is not going to take over those services until he's 21.
But if he has insurance, can he get it when he's 20?
So insurance will cover the services until he's 21. Once he's 21, the waiver will kick in.
Oh, okay. So if we get the AmeriHealth Caritas, he can get caregiving services at the home?
Yes, that's why. So I explained to you, and I can explain this even further when we do the intake. But that's why
you're saying.
Say that again.
We get it. I get it now. Personally, I'm understanding. In order for him to get paid caregiving at this point, we have to be under AmeriHealth Caritas, correct?
Yes, you have to be under an insurance for him to get services.
Right. And that's what we're doing. Okay. But as far as Dina, you guys don't take Highmark Whole Care right now?
We do not take Highmark Whole Care. The reason why I said in the beginning that we do is because we take the Oprah waiver. But I see here that there is no possibility, being that he's underage, for us to just...
What she's saying is that the Oprah waiver will kick in then when he's 21, regardless of Oprah or CHC, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, then that's the deal. Then that's what we're trying to do, Kayla. You're facilitating him coming aboard AmeriHealth Curatitas right now?
So, yeah, so I'll, like I said, I'll come out and do the intake, and I will help the process, you know, getting the letter of medical necessity, giving that to insurance, and then, you know, helping getting authorization set up.
Oh, okay. Now, that medical of necessity, is that what's hanging out that they need right now to get on to AmeriHealth?
Yes, because they'll need that to approve or deny his services and his hours. So without that, they won't be able to say, yes, he can get home health, assign him hours, and, you know, have whoever's going to provide
right.
the care for him to start working.
Very good. Can we get on board that now with getting the medical necessity, and could the doctor put down the hours that I'm looking for all in one and get that over to AmeriHealth?
Yeah, there's no problem with that.
And that's what we want to do today, because you've been very fair in explaining. It can get confusing, especially since we've never had this Oprah waiver before. So basically, if I get the medical necessity, who would I send that over to?
You're sending that to Solomon's Insurance.
And that would be AmeriHealth? Do you have like
yes.
a fax number, or do you want me to send it to you and then you send it then to them, or should we just directly send it to AmeriHealth?
You should, the whoever his doctor is should fax it to AmeriHealth, because they're going to want it from the source. They're not going to want it from a third party source. So whoever his doctor is should fax it to them. I should have a fax number, so I could give you a call back and provide that for you. I don't have it with me right now.
All right, and maybe even the doctor has it, because they're pretty good in dealing. They've dealt with other people with the waivers. Fair enough. So if I have the doctor submit this, and I'm going to have the medical necessity, and then he'll probably say, maybe have to list, they know what they're doing, what he's going to need. And if I put the hours, must I also put the provider who the caregiving service is on that or not?
I would, just to be safe. I think as much information that you can provide will be beneficial to you, you know, in the long run.
All right. So then that's what we're going to do. You can call back with the fax number, but I'm going to reach out to the doctor. They're pretty good. They probably already have that. So then we know by the time you come out, we're already getting our leg into AmeriHealth and maybe getting him signed up a little bit sooner.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. All right, Dina.
Mm-hmm.
You're
okay.
Still there, young lady?
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
If you want, yeah, you could have Kayla. You could hang up. I want to talk to Dina a little bit so we get everything
all right,
correct.
No problem. Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Fair enough.